Grace Luzak had left competitive rowing and taken a job. But a move toward gender equity at the Tokyo Olympic Games brought her back into the boat. This year, a women's rowing event was added to make sure that there is an equal number of men's and women's sports at the Olympics. That change meant 4 additional spots on the U.S. team and a place for Luzak. The rower said it was hard to make the decision to go back to the sport and leave her job for a year. She did not think it was possible until more seats were added. "There are 4 more seats," Luzak said. 4, and it's the first gender-equal Olympics. How can you not try?" Most of the public attention goes to big sports like gymnastics, swimming, and track and field. But women from smaller sports that are less popular are now being recognized and given a chance to compete in the Olympics. The International Olympic Committee, or IOC, added 18 new events to the Tokyo Games in a push toward gender equity. "There are an equal number of women and men for every sport, aside from baseball and softball, because of different team sizes." The IOC said 49% of athletes in Tokyo are women. That is up from 45% at the last Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. The IOC said that when women began competing in the 1900 Paris Olympics, there were only 22 out of 997 total athletes. Tokyo 2020 is predicted to be the most gender-equal yet with female participation, the IOC said. Closing the gender difference is an important issue for many women. Concerns about equity got attention at this year's NCAA College Basketball Championship. People on social media became upset when images showed how the women's teams had less equipment than men's teams. The new chances for women at the Olympics come in several sports. In water polo, 2 additional teams were added, for a total of 10. Britain is sending more women than men to the Olympics for the first time. Gains for women in many cases meant fewer spots for men. Boxing has 100 women competing in 5 weight groups. That is an increase from 36 women in 3 weight groups at the Games in Rio de Janeiro. 2 men's groups were lost. Weightlifting this year is equal at 7 teams for both men and women. But that was possible only by dropping 1 men's team. Women's canoeing was added. 2 men's canoeing events were dropped. Not every addition hurt men's sports. Swimming added the 1,500-meter freestyle for women. But the men's 800 freestyle swim was brought back for the first time since 1904. This year, there will be the first mixed-gender relay race. 5 new sports were added this year. Baseball, softball, karate, skateboarding, sports climbing, and surfing. the IOC made sure to have equal numbers of men and women. Luzak, now 32, knows that a male teammate sport was lost for her to be able to compete. Her four-person rowing event replaces the same event for men. It's never fun seeing people find out their opportunity is gone, Luzak said. But in creating an equal number of opportunities, it shows there is a pathway for female athletes. I'm Dan Novak.